The Great American Beer Festival is being held in Denver this weekend. Some 600 breweries from around the country are represented at the annual competition, which amounts to a kind of Olympics for craft brewers, but with more hurling. Beer has often been considered something guys drink with other guys, you know, when they gripe about work or watch football. Come on, you've seen the ads. But NPR's Kirk Sigler reports that the crowds at the Great American Beer Festival this weekend might signal a change.
Our journey to Denver starts in Los Angeles, which is a bit late to the game in the country's booming craft beer scene. But that's going to change if a 28-year-old Yale grad has anything to say about it.
I'm Meg Gill, the president and co-founder of Golden Road Brewing. We are at the pub at Golden Road here in Atwater Village, Los Angeles, California.
When Gill opened Golden Road in 2011, not only did hers become the first craft brewery in this vast city to package and distribute, she also turned heads by becoming one of the first female CEOs of any brewery in this region. Just 2 years on, her beer is among the favorites to medal at this week's Great American Beer Festival. Early in her career, she says, most people assume she was one of those promo girls who hands out free shots at a bar.
I have pretty, like, unruly blonde hair that look a little bit like a Barbie doll sometimes. They just figure that I was, like, a Bud Light girl giving out stickers.
But Gill says those stereotypes started to erode when her sales started to go through the roof. Men, who also dominate the distribution and packaging side of beer, started to take her seriously.
Once I learned how to deal with that, it turned into, like, a pretty good thing, because I walked into a distributor's conference room or, a major chain account, and they expected less than what I had delivered on.
Today, under Gill's leadership, Golden Road has 10 women in top-level management positions. And looking around the pub, there are just as many women quaffing happy hour ales as men. In fact, that's part of a trend.
All those taste great, less filling jocks that we see on TV, those don't really relate to me, and I don't really relate to them.
Terry Ferendorf was a brewmaster for 20 years. Now she runs the Pink Boots Society, a group that helps women launch careers in craft brewing.
Women were the original beer drinkers. In fact, the first brewers were mothers, if you really want to get specific, because beer was brewed in the home, just like bread was baked in the home.
By women. And Ferendorf isn't surprised that more women are entering the industry. She thinks women have sharper palates than men, and the craft beer sector may be more progressive than its macro counterparts. The Pink Boots Society had 60 women brewers when it was founded in 2007. Now it has almost 250.
What would you like to try?
I don't know, I'm debating.
The Brewers Association that puts on this week's Great American Beer Festival here in Denver doesn't have any hard numbers about how many more women there are in this industry, but anecdotally, the group tells me it's tracking a sharp rise. Now, you take a walk along the rows and rows of breweries represented here, it's clear, there are definitely more women out here than there would have been, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
And it's not been out of, by some crazy design. It's really, you look at who's the best person for the job, and, of course, women are, every bit as capable as men are.
Kim Jordan is the person many women in brewing point to as their mentor. She started New Belgium Brewing in 1991. It's now the third largest craft brewery in the U.S. She's the CEO, and women hold several top leadership positions in the company. Jordan says more women are being drawn to beer due to all the experimentation that's going on, and it pairs well with the artisan food movement that's sweeping the country.
I think it probably feels more welcoming to them, and there's a breadth of styles that's unparalleled anywhere in the world.
Jordan says it can't hurt the cause that America is brewing the best beer in the world right now either. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.